The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Who believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took a seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while in the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through the accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
The ascension of our Lord is the culmination of his ministry here on earth. Culmination, not the conclusion, because we all know he's going to go back to the Father, and then the Father and the Son are going to send the Holy Spirit, which we will receive at the feast of the Pentecost. But before the culmination of Jesus' ministry here on earth, he gives us a command. Go and preach the good news. Now, there's the story told of this young rookie who joined the military. And on the first day, they were all there, looking very spiffy in their new clothes. And the officer lined them up and gave them a command: forward march. And of course, all of them marched forward, except one rookie. And so the commander goes and whispers in his ear, right ear, "Is this working?" And the rookie says, "Yes, I can hear." And he goes and whispers in his left ear, "Is this working?" And the rookie says, "Yes, I can hear." "Then why the heck didn't you not march forward?" And the rookie replies, "But you didn't call my name." In today's gospel, the command to preach is given to all of us. We have not to wait on the sidelines, waiting for a special invitation or a special command to go and preach the good news. Go and preach the good news can be done in multiple ways. For some of us, it is actually preaching, and for some of you also, it would be speaking to someone about what God has done in your life. You don't have to say anything else. You don't have to know verse and chapter of the gospel. You can just share with someone, "God has done this for me," and that can change your life. For some others, it could be preaching by action. A visit to someone who is sick, a visit to someone in the prison, maybe helping a neighbor who needs a hand. Preaching by action. And even in the workplace, maybe someone needs your help and you reach out to that person, and that person will thank you but say, "Oh, this is a Christian. This is someone who's concerned about the neighbor." Our preaching could also take the form of the online media that we are used to now. Either making a call, sending someone something inspiring to think over, or even talking on the phone to someone about what God has done for you. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the command to go and preach the gospel is not for just one person, not just for the priests, not just for those who are in ministry, but is for everyone. We are called to preach the gospel, and if we look around, we will find many opportunities to do that. In our own church, we prayed just before Mass. There are so many people who are serving and preaching, either through ushering, through Eucharistic ministers, through the readers, through the altar servers, through our musician, to our cantor, to those who decorate this place, to those who look after the sound system. Everyone is preaching in their small way. But sometimes we are called to go one step further when we preach about the good things that have happened in our lives. And I know there are some not so good things that also happen, and we offer that in prayer. As we saw in the second reading, the principalities, the nations, everything will come together. We are also celebrating Mother's Day. And as you know, Mother's Day, some are mothers through natural birth, some are through adoption, some are mothers through being teachers. There was this interview, job seeking, and the job was for the director of operations, and the interviewer interviewed a number of candidates. And so he said, you know, this job is a very demanding and difficult job. And so the candidate said, oh, I'm used to difficult jobs, I'm used to challenges. Yes, but this job can involve 24/7 work. And the candidate said, some days, yes, I could do that. No, not all days. 24/7 could stretch for days and months. And so that you could see the candidate's face getting smaller and smaller. And so the candidate said, oh, what's the pay? And the interviewer said, oh, there's no pay. And then the candidate said, what? No pay? Is this even legal? He said, oh no, you will get a lot of satisfaction and you will feel good. So the candidate says, but feeling good is not going to fill my stomach. And then he said, what about vacations? Oh, you might get a vacation, but you have to take your associates along with you for the vacation. He's saying, I've never been on a vacation with my work people. He's saying, yes, you will have to take your associates with you. And he said, and when does the job get done? Whenever your associates tell you that the job gets done. And then the candidate was about to leave when the interviewer said, the position of director of operations is done already by someone in your own home. And the candidate looked surprised. Who? Your mother. And it is done by so many other women in the world. Director of operations, no leave, no vacation, 24/7 job, and you never know when it ends. And even after the children leave the nest, the mother's work never ends. The mother is always pining, longing, praying for their children. On this Mother's Day, we've come to give thanks to our mothers, thanks to God for giving us mothers, thanks to God for all those who take the role of mothers in our lives. Our mothers may have gone before us already, but we know there are people who look after us and care for us. I'd like you to close your eyes and spend a moment in thanksgiving for your own mother. And I will be going on the piano and singing a song, and maybe that song could be I will be singing it for each of you to your own mothers. It's an old song. I was asking Tony, and he said some of you may know it, so I'll just play it. If you know the song, please join in.
Mother of mine, you gave to me all of my life to do as I please. I owe everything I've learned from you, Mother, sweet mother of mine. Mother, you gave me happiness. much more than words can say. I pray the Lord that He may bless you every night and every day. Mother of mine, now that I've grown and I can walk straight all on my own, I thank the Lord for all He has done. Mother, sweet mother of mine, Mother, you gave me happiness much more than words can say. I pray the Lord that He may bless you every night and every day. Mother, sweet mother of mine. Let us remain in silence, thanking God for our mothers.